I wasn't feeling that great about myself. And I heard this song on the radio, and it made me realize that it doesn't matter what anyone says or what I say about myself. It's about what God says. Dear most righteous and worthy Father, we thank you for our pastor this morning, that you are able to speak through him so that we may learn more about you. We thank you that he's just here, able to speak and breathe and walk, and that he's in good health. We thank you that we have the privilege of coming in your house to worship you and be with you and listen to your word, because we know a lot of people don't have the same privilege. We ask that you continue to bless our pastor and continue speaking through him. In your name, amen.
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 That's what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Give the Lord praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Sister Megan. Or, as I call her, Miggy Poo. You certainly blessed her. What a beautiful song that was. Thank God for that. Bow your heads with me, please. Loving Heavenly Father, what a joy it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. We thank you for your promise that where two or three are gathered in your name, you'll be there. So, Lord, we thank you for the joy we experience even now in your presence. And now, Lord, we pray that you will speak to our hearts. We know you have a special message for us today. May your message for us be clear. Use even me, Lord. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Last week we were blessed by the Powells, who did a beautiful song entitled, It's Not an Easy Road. And as I sent a text to Brother Powell this morning, telling him that all week long that song's been ringing in my head. I've been humming it all week. What a blessing. It's not an easy road. The road of this life. And thus, the title of our sermon today, which road are you on? Too often we hear the phrase, well, he or she is in heaven now. Or he or she is in a better place now. Unfortunately, not everyone goes to a better place. Not everyone who dies goes to heaven. In fact, many go to a much worse place than this world in which we live. Not even every good person who dies goes to heaven. For you see, heaven is only for those who are saved from going to hell by accepting salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. Matthew 7:13-14 says this, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." These two verses speak of two distinctly different gates, two roads, two directions, two different ways, two destinations. And where you end up depends on the road you take. So each of us must choose carefully. The first gate is wide and the way is broad. It is the more attractive way. It is a highway with all the bright lights, the fast pace, many lanes to choose from, all going in the same direction. It's where you get on and you just go with the flow. Do what everybody else is doing. Go the speed that everyone else is going. But there are a few important facts about those well-lit highways to consider. First of all, not all that glitters is gold. 1.2 million people are killed each year on highways, and 50 million are injured by accidents throughout the world each year. The United States of America has the largest network of highways in the world. The widest highway, having the maximum number of lanes, is in Houston, the Katy Freeway in Houston, Texas, having a total of 26 lanes in some places. The busiest highway is the 401 in Ontario, Canada, where over 500,000 vehicles per day travel on it. Most people are attracted to the wider, faster way of life. It feels like it has to be the best way to go. But Proverbs 16:25 tells us, it says, "There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." In Matthew 13, in verse 13 rather, of Matthew 7, in the latter part of his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus clearly tells us that the broad way leads to destruction. Jesus made a contrast between two different ways of life. The broad way is the way of the world. Many lives and families are being destroyed today because of this freeway. It seems like just about anything goes. Cheating, sexual promiscuity, disrespect, ingratitude, indignity, immorality, murder, hatred, unforgiveness, deceitfulness, filthiness, lust, infidelity, and more. All seem to be the way of the world today. But we serve a God who has never changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same God who gave us the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20 is the same God who reigns today. He has not changed. He does not adjust to the moral climate of the day or political correctness. When he says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me," he means he must be preeminent in our life. Nothing must be more important than Him to us. We must worship Him and He alone, in spirit and in truth, for He alone is worthy of our worship and praise. He said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And that's a command. It's the Lord's day, a holy day set apart for worship. I remember growing up where on Sundays we would get up early and have breakfast and have family devotion, where each of us had to repeat a new verse from memory. We read the Bible and prayed together, and then we would get ready to leave for church. And after church, quite often on the way home, we would stop at Dairy Farmers and get a brick of grape nut ice cream. Yes, I hear some amens. And then we headed home. And that period of time between getting home and leaving for Sunday school, which was at 4 p.m., was siesta time. It was a time of rest. Even if the house was burning down, my father was not to be disturbed. This was his nap time. And this is one practice which I have tried unsuccessfully to emulate. But I'm still working on it. And then after Sunday school, we would stay for night service at 7 o'clock. So there was no time on a Sunday to go shopping. Stores were closed anyway. And there were no little league games on Sundays. There was no going to the beach, no playing golf, no gardening, or any of the things done on Sundays today. There was not even television until 4:30 p.m. So remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. When God says honor your father and mother, He means show them love and respect. Young people, do you know that this is the only commandment to which God has attached a promise? He said in verse 12 of Exodus 20 that if you honor your parents, He will bless you with long life. You remember that? Because I'm sure you want to live a long time. When God says, thou shalt not kill, He means just that. No one has a right to take the life of another human being. If they do, it is murder. Thou shalt not steal. Do not take what is not yours. One of the most remarkable things I learned when I went to Japan a few years ago is that Tokyo is considered one of the safest cities in the world. You remember a few years ago after the tsunami? When the tsunami hit Japan, so many stores and businesses in Tokyo were torn apart in downtown Tokyo. And I remember hearing them say on the news that although the merchandise were exposed in the stores, there was absolutely no looting. Quite a contrast to the flood of New Orleans. Well, after spending 3 weeks in Japan, I now understand that the worst thing in the world to the Japanese is a thief. My son and his wife would go to the mall and leave their doors unlocked. Everyone does. And no one steals anything. Many people ride bicycles when shopping, and they would leave their pocketbooks and belongings on their bicycles until they return. I'm serious. I understand that if someone is caught stealing, they would probably be executed. For there is no tolerance for a thief. I thought to myself, we could use some of that discipline in the Western countries. Honesty is always the best policy. When God says, thou shalt not bear false witness, he means don't tell lies. Speak the truth and speak it ever, cost it what it will. He who hides the wrong he did the wrong thing still. In verse 17 of Exodus 20, God says, do not covet your neighbor or of anything that they have. To covet means the desire someone else's property. It is to envy someone for what he has, wanting to have it for yourself. We should learn to be satisfied with what's ours. Paul said in Philippians 4:11, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. We're still expected to keep his commandments today because God has not changed them, nor has he changed his mind. And so back to verse 13 of our passage in Matthew chapter 7, which says that the broad way has a wide gate and many enter it. Most people are entering at the wide gate and traveling the wide road because they believe it will lead them to happiness, but they are speeding down the wrong path of life, one which leads not to heaven, but to a terrible place called hell. Just about everyone uses a navigation system these days. I think it's a fantastic invention, which would have been a great help if they had those 25 years ago when I sold real estate. I had to figure out how to get to my next house for showing. But now, using a navigation system, the first thing you have to know is, where do you want to go? What is your desired destination? Once you decide on where you want to go, it will tell you which road you need to take to get there. If you want to go to hell, stay on the broad highway going the way of the world. But if you want to go to heaven, there is another way which leads to everlasting life. Enter in at that gate, the straight gate, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. The first thing we notice is that the gate is a narrow gate. Think of it as a turnstile. Only one can enter at a time. You cannot hold on to your spouse or your mother or anyone else to enter. You must enter by yourself. Jesus is that narrow gate. He is the only way for us to enter heaven. We cannot inherit eternal life. We cannot earn it or buy it. We must receive it individually by repenting of our sins and accepting Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and Lord of our lives. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You see, you cannot carry any luggage with you through this narrow gate. All the bitterness and all the hatred and unforgiveness and selfishness will never make it with you through the narrow gate. But when you meet Jesus, he takes all that baggage away. All you will need at your new destination is already provided and awaits you there. For Jesus said in John 14, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. You know, there are no service stations on the broad road. But the narrow way has service stations regularly. If you break down along the way, help is always near. For the Holy Spirit is there to guide you and strengthen you and empower you along your way. Too many people on the Broadway wait until they're almost completely broken down before they exit onto the narrow way where help is available. On the narrow road, one has to slow down and drive more carefully. The narrow way requires discipline, commitment, and faith. Which road are you on? You cannot be traveling in two directions at the same time. My friends, you are either moving closer to God or moving further away from Him. You are either on your way to heaven or on your way to hell. Which is it? Verse 14 tells us that the narrow way leads to life, and few there be that find it. Two boys were playing in the snow one day, when one of them said to the other, "Let us see who can make the straightest path in the snow." His friend readily accepted the challenge and they started. The first boy fixed his eye on a tree and the other boy set fixed his eye on a tree and walked along without taking his eyes off the object selected. The other boy set his eye on the tree also, but after a short distance, he turned and looked back to see how straight his line was. He went a little further and again turned to look over his steps. When they finished, they compared results. One path was straight as an arrow, while the other ran in a zigzag course. "How did you get your path so straight?" said the boy who made the crooked steps. "Why, I just set my eyes on the tree and kept them there until I got to the end, while you stopped and looked back and wandered off your course." This is a perfect picture of the Christian life. If we fix our eyes upon Jesus and keep them steadfast upon Him, He will lead us on the straight path towards life everlasting. We must be like a horse with bridles on, looking only ahead and not to the left nor the right, not wavering because of worldly distractions. In John 10:9, Jesus said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." And Acts 4:12 says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." 1 John 5:12, "He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life." And 1 Timothy 2 verse 5 says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus." My friends, choose the straight gate and the narrow way. For if you do what most people are doing, you will go where most people are going, which is not heaven. The word straight means, or speaks of, a narrow, confined passage. Verse 14 says, "Few there be that find it." See, you have to make a choice, because you cannot travel two paths at the same time. Matthew 6:24 says, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other." When I was a child, I was terrified of Flat Bridge in Jamaica. My heart would pound relentlessly until we passed over Flat Bridge. It was considered one of the most dangerous roads in Jamaica, and quite often vehicles would slip over the edge of the open bridge into the water. There are many similarly dangerous roads throughout the world. There is Saddle Road in Hawaii. It's a road which winds around the edges of many volcanoes with the possibility of an eruption at any time. Dangerous road. There is the Tale of the Dragon, as this one was nicknamed. This is an 11-mile stretch of highway in the Smoky Mountains on the Tennessee border. And this little stretch has 318 curves, many of which are S-shaped and hairpin curved. And one steep section is nicknamed the Slide. Then there is a 3-hour Colorado highway connecting the ski resorts from Aspen to Leadville. And this road features an elevated peak of 12,000 feet, mountain roads without guardrails, and the greatest suspension bridge in the world that goes over the Royal Gorge. A drop from this bridge would be 1,053 feet straight down. Without a doubt, these are all extremely dangerous roads. But none of these compared to the one traveled by someone following the crowd and going the broad way of the world, living a life without Jesus Christ as Lord of their life. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. So what should we do if we're on the wrong path? We need to repent. To repent is to change your mind and turn back. Turn back from a world of sin and turn to God. Repentance is as though we're traveling on the highway of life, having a good old time with sin and worldly pleasure, blindly heading for certain destruction ahead. Then you realize you're going the wrong way, so you exit. Stop going in that direction. You get on the narrow ramp going in the opposite direction onto a path guided by the Lord, which leads to peace and joy and life everlasting. Which road are you on? Are you following the way of the world? If you're living a life of sin, it means you are in darkness spiritually and moving farther and farther away from God. For you, you're either growing daily closer to God by prayer and study of His Word and living in obedience to God, or you're daily moving further away from Him. But I'm here to tell you this morning that Jesus is the way back. Jesus is the only way back. In fact, He said in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. This morning, Jesus offers full salvation and full forgiveness of sin to those who will repent and accept Him as their Lord and Savior. He is the light of the world that illuminates the path from darkness of sin into God's marvelous light. Are you in over your head with worry and troubles and frustration and heartaches? Jesus is the way out. He is the way out of a life of misery, a life of sin, a life of pain, a life without hope. He is the way where there was no way. He is the way to heaven. He's the way to peace. He's the way to joy. He's the way to happiness. He's the way out of darkness. He's the way out of sinful habits. He's the way out of the addiction, the way out of grief, the way out of sorrow, the way out of worry, the way out of hatred, bitterness, and unforgiveness, the way out of despair, the way to hope, the way to salvation, the way to everlasting life. Won't you choose Jesus today? Jesus said in Revelation 3:20, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and will sup with him, and he with me. If you feel the Holy Spirit knocking at your heart's door today, Don't hesitate. Open your heart and let him come in. And so I invite you this morning to walk down this aisle during the singing of the invitational hymn, saying, Lord, I know I'm traveling down the wrong path of life. Have mercy on me and save me from sure destruction. Come into my heart, forgive me of all my sins, and be Lord and Master of my life. 1 John 1 verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen.
Amen.
Bow your heads with me, please. Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for speaking to our hearts this morning, for the reminder that there is only one way to heaven, only one way to be saved, and that is through the shed blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you for the privilege we have of receiving salvation and not getting what we truly deserve, which is everlasting separation from God. We thank you for your sacrifice for us. And now, Lord, I pray for anyone within the sound of my voice who needs this morning to surrender their all to you, to repent of their sins, and receive forgiveness and life everlasting. Have your own way now, Holy Spirit. Have your own way. We pray with thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, amen. Our hymn is 285, Wherever He Leads, I'll Go.